The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. This one is totally my son's expertise. So Brock, take it away.
Hey, Brock Johnson here. And today I'm coming to you with an episode that's a little bit more on the personal side. My thoughts on faith and its role in business specifically. So about a year ago, I was doing one-on-one coaching. Not currently doing one-on-one coaching, so if you're wondering, you can reach out on Instagram. Maybe we could make something work, but as of right now, I'm not doing as much intensive one-on-one coaching as I was a year ago. But about a year ago, I was doing one-on-one coaching with one of my clients. We were talking about Instagram and the different kind of niches or the types of posts she was going to post within. I was giving her examples of, you know, fitness, food, faith, lifestyle, things like that. And when I said faith, she stopped me and said, well, I know I'm not going to do that one because, you know, someone told me I'm not supposed to share my faith on Instagram. And this gave me a pause. And I actually, as a coach, decided to tell her that, you know, you can share your faith on Instagram. And if that's something that's very important to you, it's not a big no-no. And so that's kind of what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about the idea of sharing faith, whatever your faith is, on Instagram or as part of your business. And of course, faith, religion, belief systems, these can be a very polarizing topic. This can be a very divisive topic. So I'm not going to use any rhetoric today that is trying to alienate anyone. If anyone is offended by this episode, I'm sorry, but this is what I believe in, and I am unapologetically a believer, and I am going to profess my faith a little bit in this episode. So hopefully it doesn't offend anyone. I feel that I'm pretty accepting of all religions, all belief systems. So with that being said, let's hop into my thoughts. So sharing my faith on Instagram actually began before I was actually, you know, a quote unquote Instagram marketer. Before I had this large following, when I was just a high school student, I would share my faith from time to time. A little bit of a background into my journey with Christ. I am a Christian. I am a Jesus follower, a Jesus lover, as it says in my Instagram bio, as it actually says in the first line of my Instagram bio. I started believing in Christ, following Christ, going to church consistently my freshman year of high school. But immediately in high school, I began sharing some of my beliefs on Instagram, sometimes in the captions. There weren't Instagram stories at that time, so sometimes I would, you know, put a verse in my captions, maybe talk about something that I was struggling with or learning about faith or kind of just, you know, standing on a soapbox for a minute. So that became very natural for me, and I wasn't made fun of. I wasn't teased for it. Most of my friends respected me for it, and it was something that was very important to me. And I think that's something that's key when deciding if you're going to share your faith on Instagram or on any social media. I think more important than how strong is your faith, how important is your faith to you? Because I know that some people will have a drawback and say, well, I'm not perfect. I'm not sure if I want to share my faith, or I'm not, you know, the strongest believer. I think that there's a lot of people who are doing a lot more good than me. And I think what is actually more important than how good of a follower you are is how strong that belief is to you, how important it is to you. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe, and to be honest, we all are struggling. None of us are perfect. And that's kind of a central idea in most religions that I've studied, is that we're not perfect, that we need a savior. And so I think that coming from a place of, listen, I'm not perfect, but here's my belief. I'm not perfect, but maybe I can help someone by sharing some of my belief, some of my faith. I think that that is a great reason to share your faith on Instagram or on any social media for that matter. But going back to high school, I was sharing a lot of my faith, sharing Bible verses, sharing beliefs and things I was learning about Christ and things I was learning about myself and my relationship with him. And as I grew my larger Instagram following and titled myself as an Instagram marketer, I just found it very natural to continue to share my faith. And actually, during the football season, when I took my break from social media, I was asked, hey, what are you looking forward to most about getting back to social media? And one of the things that I was looking forward to most was being able to share my faith. For me, when I share my faith on Instagram, when I talk about Jesus, or when I share a Bible verse, or when I am professing my love for him, something like that, or how good God is, it fills me up. It's like I'm preaching to myself. I'm preaching to my own choir. I'm not necessarily telling people what to do or showing them, look how great I am or how strong of a believer I am. Usually, when I am posting about religion on Instagram and my relationship with God, it's because I'm trying to preach to myself. I'm trying to remind myself of these things, or I'm trying to shine some of God's light. Rather than trying to highlight people who are doing something wrong, I'm trying to highlight how good God is. So I think that's another key point if you're thinking about sharing religion or faith principles on social media. I would recommend not using it to divide people or to criticize people or to point out flaws that you see in people or in society, but rather to just highlight the goodness of whatever it is that you believe in and highlight maybe what it's done for you or how it makes you feel or how it helps you in some way, rather than using it to try to tear someone else down. That's really my goal of sharing my faith on Instagram, is to allow myself to express a strong feeling that I'm experiencing and to remind myself sometimes of how much I need God or how great he is and not how great I am. And I often get messages saying, Brock, thank you for so boldly professing your faith. Thank you for being such a brave light. And honestly, I don't feel that brave. My life isn't being threatened because I'm posting Bible verses on my Instagram stories. I don't receive death threats, and thank the Lord that I don't. I don't live in a time, and I don't think we live in a country in the United States where you're going to receive death threats for the occasional religion post on your Instagram. So I feel very blessed in that regard, but I also don't feel very brave. I don't feel like I am doing such a bold thing for simply expressing my feelings. When I feel overcome with emotion, the goodness of God and his power in my life, when I see an amazing work of good, I feel compelled to share it. Just like I feel compelled to share when I have a triumph in my business or when I hit rock bottom. If I'm struggling or if I'm having a great achievement, whenever I'm feeling a strong emotion, I'll share it on Instagram. So if I'm feeling a strong emotion that just happens to relate to religion, I will also share that on Instagram. It feels very natural to me because I've been doing it for a long time. But if you've never done it before and faith is something that's very important to you, it's something that you want to make a part of who you are and your brand, it's something that you want people to know you for, then I believe it's worth it for you to start sharing your religion on Instagram. Again, this isn't a have to, this isn't a best practice. This is just my thoughts on something that is very important in my life, very important in a lot of people's lives, and I know that our business and social media is also very important, so this is my take on the subject. And finally, I'll just conclude by saying this. Maybe you could try it out. Give it a test. Maybe your audience won't respond. But if you are trying to build lifers who are just like you, if you're trying to attract yourself, and you have a strongly rooted belief in something, you feel very passionate about your religion, your belief system, your relationship with a higher power. For me, my relationship is with Jesus, and I feel that my role on Instagram is to just tell you a little bit about my relationship, not about religion, not try to convert anyone. I'm not just trying to preach or stand on a pedestal. In fact, I'm just trying to stand on my soapbox and tell you a little bit about my relationship with God. So consider trying it out. Again, you don't have to. You absolutely do not have to share anything about religion to be successful on social media. But if it is something that weighs on your mind, if it's something that's a part of your life and you want to consider sharing it, then I guess you could say you have my blessing to do so. And until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.